So values level 6, you're not going to make much money in values level 6. Somebody who's in values level 6 isn't going to make money because they're not going to be, it's just not going to interest them. Values level 7 can make money, but they're functional and they'll use the best of all the other value systems. Now what happens in values level 7 is that oftentimes people miss that connection, they miss that connectedness, and because they're just kind of the loner out on their own, and they may find themselves moving into values level 8, which is global flux. Values level 8 looks at the planet as a living organism, as an entity, as we're all one, right? Now, oftentimes, and they're interested in global change and making global change and working on a global level. Oftentimes, values level 6 will think or would like to think or would like to think of themselves as being values level 8, but they're really values level 6. Because they haven't transitioned through 7 and picked up that ability in the 7 thinking. Yeah. Yeah. So oftentimes values level 6 will think that they're 8. But they haven't picked up enough of the 7. They haven't transitioned through there. Global flux. So they're interested in the good of the planet. They're interested in global causes. They're interested in that. They look at everybody as being interconnected and being one. And that's kind of the transition that they're going. They've postulated now a 9th values level, which would be a 9th level shift as we shift through all the values systems in terms of our thinking and the evolution of our thinking. According to Claire Graves, thinking, and by the way, Claire Graves came up with this in the 50s, and it's been augmented upon and built upon by the National Values Center. So Claire Graves is no longer around, and he never wrote any books. But the National Value Center has done a pretty good job of revising this, editing it, updating it, and keeping it alive because the system's just phenomenal. This is really a phenomenal look at the evolution. But according to Claire Graves, what happens is as we shift, like by the time we get to values level 7 and 8, it's really a resurgence of 1 and 2. So values level 7 would be like values level 1 on a different level, having taken in all the learnings from the previous values level. And values level 8 would be like values level 2, restarting on a different level, but playing at a different level, having made all the learnings of the previous values levels. Because remember, and I said this before, but I'll say it again, each values level is a response. They're like, and he called them memes. These are value systems. And it's like genes. They propagate throughout society, but they're a response because behavior is geared for adaptation. They're a response to the environment that person's living in. And then with the adaption of that individual and the thought systems of that individual, new environmental conditions will be created as a result because every action has a reaction. And those new environmental conditions will require new levels of thinking, which would be the progression to the next values level. And they describe it as being a spiral in terms of thinking and how thinking shifts as we evolve, right? And that would be the evolution through the value systems. And so because values level 8 is a sacrificial system, values level 9 becomes once again an expressive system. The expressive systems are usually more action-oriented. Expressive systems are more action-oriented, where the sacrificial are less, though not always, but oftentimes. The sacrificial systems are often, especially the upper-level sacrificial systems like 6 and 8, are more into awareness and insight, whereas the upper-level expressive systems are more about action in the world.